Justice and Corwin, age 35, bachelor, plump. A magazine writer specializing in cozy chats, preferably with titled persons. Conceited. Lived in a flat, an expensive flat, directly below a lady by the name of Isabel Bishop. Used to pay court to Isabel. Tired of her. Cut her out of his life. Justice and Corwin. Self-satisfied. A glutton for good food. Always avoided bread and potatoes because of his figure. Justice and Corwin. All his life, an unreasoning fear of spiders. Since childhood, Justice had dreaded that a spider might get on him, its eight legs running up his flesh. He was convinced that he would die if one of the bent-legged brutes should as much as touch him. The very thought of a spider was enough to plunge Justice into the abyss beyond midnight.
When asked whether he would accept a scotch in place of his cherished bourbon, only if I can have it with ice. Devil. Must say, I admired your persistence, though. I don't believe it. A spider can't put up with all that water. Hot. It's got to be hot. Keeps us cold. Brave effort, you evil beast.
Dreaming. There you are. I've called the police and...
Crouched in the corner near the bookcase was the largest spider Justice or anyone else had ever seen. It was about the size of a coal scuttle, black and hairy, with the lower part of its body a good 10 inches from the ground. Its great legs were bent up around it like a protective fence. They were covered with bristles like a hearth brush. The two front ones ended in claws. He imagined those claws tearing into him as he lay helpless from the spider's bite. He had seen a fly after a spider had finished with it. He dared not move. Just then the thing moved forward 4 feet or so with astonishing agility. And then, at last, Justice acted. He moved fast. The spider moved fast too. Justice beat it to the door. Just. Outside his door, in pajamas, getting on towards 3 in the morning. Would the zoo believe him? No. The police? With whiskey on his breath? No, not the police. What then? There was only one thing to do. The abandoned Isabel. The flat above. Isabel, there's a spider the size of a coal scuttle in my flat. Save me. But what else was there?
Impossible. I don't believe it. But I saw it. I did. I saw it. Isabel is... Why me?
Yes? Oh. Justice. What is it?
Her voice gave no hint of her real feelings, which were in the wildest tumult of hope, anger, and joy. Justice, at her door, middle of the night, in pajamas, too. She had so often dreamed. She was keeping herself for a man like Justice. She had been keeping herself for Justice. She despaired. But now, Justice would be ill, and she would be like Florence Nightingale and save him.
Yes, Justice, are you ill?
Isabel, you've got to help me. There's an enormous spider in my flat.
Florence Nightingale vanished.
You come here in the middle of the night... That's
why I know it must sound odd. But you must believe me. I've never seen anything like it. Could I use your phone, do you think? Call the police? Could I?
Call the police to catch a little spider?
Oh, it isn't little. It's bigger than a cat.
Then it isn't a spider. The biggest in the world aren't that size. I know. I read a lot of natural history. Good night, Justice.
No, please. You must believe me. It's there. I'm not joking. Please, Isabel. I heard a noise, and when I went to look, there it was.
As big as a cat. What did you do?
Lock the door on it.
Can it get out?
No. Well, at least I don't think so. I can't stay down there alone.
Why do you suppose that I want your company?
Well, I don't suppose you do. You have a right to be sticky about it after the way I mean... Oh, Isabel, let me come in, please.
You've simply discovered that I can be useful to you, that's all.
Isabel, forget what's between us, will you? I'm not here to argue or ask forgiveness. I had no right to begin it, if you like. But since I did and you weren't unwilling, accept that I also had the right to make an end. Let me come in. Thanks.
Better ring the police.
I can't. They wouldn't believe me.
I think you've been drinking.
I haven't. My hands, look, steady as a rock.
He held out his hands, and they were shaking. He dropped them onto her shoulders to conceal the fact, and she couldn't help a thrill running up her spine and then down again. Justice looked at her. No, he couldn't become involved again. Handsome, yes, but awfully big. A lumpy sort of woman. He removed his hands and looked at her curlers.
Must you continue to wear those?
I must. I'll look a sight tomorrow if I don't.
Justice thought, you look a sight tonight, but he didn't vocalize his thought. There was only one other place to go to. There was a spider waiting. Between Isabel and the spider, the size of a coal scuttle, he reckoned Isabel was the best bet.
What's the matter?
I don't know what I've done. You shouldn't love me anymore.
Look, let's have a cup of coffee. No need for tears.
What?
And she disappeared into the kitchen. Justice surveyed the flat gloomily. Whichever way you looked at it, he was caught. Like a fly in a... When Isabel returned with coffee, he noticed that she had removed her curlers. Her hair fell long and black about her shoulders, like...
Spider's legs.
What?
Nothing. I was just thinking. Thank you. Lovely coffee. Yes, quite lovely. You haven't seen it.
Well, that's easily remedied.
No, it might attack you.
I should simply tread on it.
You couldn't. It's too big.
I'm sorry, Justice. I don't believe in your spider.
Well, it's not my spider. You've got to believe me. If I were superstitious, I'd say it had come for vengeance.
What are you talking about?
And so he told her about the murder by boiling water of the other spider, the little one in the sink. Isabel said nothing. She began to sew, idly.
So there I was, and, well, where was I?
You poured the boiling water on the thing.
Yes, that's what I did. End of it.
Then your guilty conscience aroused you. Strange. I've never known you to have a conscience before.
You're being a bit hard, surely.
Am I? I don't think so. What you don't like, or what you've tired of, Justice, you've no use for any more.
Well, there were many hours left until dawn. The time had to be filled somehow, Justice thought. And after all, it was waiting downstairs. He put out a hand and caressed her hair, trying not to think of spider's legs.
You must be feeling more like yourself.
But she didn't move away.
It's the good effect you have on me.
Isabel's instincts had always been primarily maternal. A man was the giver of children, in the literal sense, a mate. She had seen herself as the mother of Justice's children, above all, the mother of his sons. It had been a cruel awakening to discover that she herself had not been desired in turn. All the same, she felt a kind of tenderness for him. She longed to be able to comfort him.
You know, this giant spider business is all nonsense. I never heard anything.
Well, that doesn't prove anything. It's down there. Oh, it's down there, all right.
I heard you slam the door down there, though. I heard all your movements. I was awake all the time. If there really was a spider as big as you say, I would have heard it run across the room. I hear most of the things that go on in your flat. I mean...
Instinctively, Justice relaxed. He let an arm slide down over Isabel's shoulders. After all, well, it had been an awful day all round. And now, well, the flat was warm, the coffee good, and Isabel wasn't so bad after all. No beauty, certainly, but a woman. A little too intense, perhaps, but a woman. With a woman's earthy common sense, too. No giant spiders for her.
You're very affectionate,
she said, sniffing at her cotton.
You're very attractive, my dear.
You surprise me.
The cotton fell on Justice's hand, and for a moment he thought of spider's webs.
Do I surprise you?
very much. Do you mean what you say? Why did you break things off?
Well, I panicked. I didn't want to go too far.
You mean you didn't want to marry me?
Oh, Isabel, why must you always drag marriage into it?
To Isabel, you see, marriage was the inevitable prelude to a child. It was a child she really wanted more than a marriage. She did not want justice around. She wanted a child. In fact, come to think of it, she'd really rather like to humiliate justice.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. It's just... Well, it's only that I rather hoped. I mean, I naturally expected that. Do you love me?
Without looking at her, Justice lied.
Yes, I do.
He held her in his arms, thought briefly again of the spider's webs, and then relaxed and concentrated on Isabel's charms.
What's the matter, Justice?
I was dreaming. Just dreaming, that's all.
You look very funny.
Yes, I... What's the time?
Just 6:10.
I must be going.
Then he remembered the spider in his flat below. He was caught between Isabel and the monster, both of whom regarded him as their prey. He eyed Isabel uneasily. Isabel eyed him without uneasiness. She was the commander now. She would never again be just an overlarge, gawky young woman, hopelessly unsure of herself. She had discovered that justice, like all men, was expendable. Isabel was a personality now, and she regarded justice with something approaching repugnance. Isabel had planned her revenge down to the last detail. Justice would be humiliated before her once and for all. Only so could she be sure of getting rid of him. Suddenly, in fact, the sight of Justice moving aimlessly about the room nauseated her.
Would you like me to come down with you?
Oh, don't bother.
No. Doesn't he want his little Isabel then?
No.
No. See? Is he going to kill the great big spider himself, then? Oh.
No, don't bother to come down. It's quite all right.
I couldn't sleep unless I did.
No, it's all right. Really.
No, I'll come with you.
The tables were completely turned.
There's no need for you to see me home, Isabel. I'll be perfectly all right by myself.
I'll just satisfy myself that it's all your imagination.
Stupid, lumpy, idiotic. Maybe it was all my imagination. Maybe it was. Yes. No. The thing was there. I saw it. Hairy, black spider. Couldn't have been anything else. It must be still there. Couldn't have got out. Not a thing that size. I can't let her go in there. It might... Not my fault, though, if she insisted it. I mean, is it? If she's foolhardy enough to put her head into the lion's mouth. Spider's jaw. In fact, I'd rather like to see...
Right, I'm ready now. Shall we go?
Oh, right.
All right, then. Coming?
Yes.
Well, come on, then.
Yes, of course. Funny, you know.
What is?
A little while ago, it was only just light, you know. Thin sort of pale greyness. Sun at dawn. Well, now the sun's just coming up over the rooftops.
Well, that's the way it usually happens.
Yes.
Am I going down on my own?
Are you? Oh, no. No, of course not.
Paul.
Come in now. Your nightmare has vanished with the dawn, with the sun coming up over the rooftops. Come in and see for yourself. Your spider has gone.
Not my spider.
His instinct told him there was something sinister in the room. Something connected somehow with Isabel Bishop, who had changed in some mysterious way. She seemed now to be larger than life. A taunting figure, a priestess, waiting to sacrifice her victim at a rite.
Well, you satisfied?
She moved slowly towards the door. She was about to humiliate one whom 12 hours ago she believed she had pined for, and now she felt nothing. Her emotions were completely numb. He had a pot belly. She had never noticed that before.
It was there last night.
Where?
There. See, by the bookcase. Sitting there.
Really?
Yes. Just there. By the bookcase. Silly.
Silly.
Yes. I wonder... nothing. Well, then, there we are. No spider.
No spider.
No. Thanks for coming down.
Don't mention it.
Badly good of you.
That's all right.
Might write an article about it.
About what? About...
Yes, yes. Think it'd go.
Go where?
The story. Only the names have been changed. It actually happened.
Nobody would believe it.
No. Well, I... Hey, Isabel!
Isabel! Isabel! Isabel! Isabel! Let me out! Isabel!
Later, when you've made friends with your giant spider.
Keep the bell! Isabel! Let me out! Isabel! Isabel!
Isabel would remember Jacques's last cry, she knew, until the end of her life. She imagined she heard another sound as well. It was a curious, muffled rumble, such as a creature with 8 long legs might make if it were running. The sound came from the drawing room. Everyone was very kind to Isabel at the inquest. Everyone decided that Justice N. Corwin was a bit of a bounder to commit suicide like that, leaving a lovely girl like Isabel. The more kindly disposed said he was obviously unbalanced to fling himself from a window and contrive to break his neck, without even the explanation of a note or a lover's quarrel. In the end, Isabel's story, that he sleepwalked, was accepted as the most likely. The next spring, Isabel Bishop gave birth to a beautiful baby boy. The child is perfectly normal, except perhaps for unusually hairy arms and legs. Isabel smiles and says,
"It's because I was frightened by a spider."
Beyond Midnight is presented every Friday night at 9:30 by Biotex, the new soak and pre-wash powder. The program is adapted for broadcasting and produced by Michael McCabe.